He tried to remember if Frodo and Sam had had to face anything even close to the horrors of hydrogen peroxide, and couldn't come up with anything. Well, of course, they'd had elves to heal them, hadn't they? "I got something might help out," Cullum said when Eddie reappeared. The old guy disappeared into the next room and returned with a brown prescription bottle. There were three pills inside it. He tipped them into Eddie's palm and said, "This is from when I fell down on the ice last winter and busted my goddamn collarbone. Percodan, it's called. I don't know if there's any good left in him or not, but..." Eddie brightened. "Percodan, huh?" he asked, and tossed the pills into his mouth before John Cullum could answer. "Don't you want some water with those, son?" "Nope," Eddie said, chewing enthusiastically. "Neat's a treat." A glass case full of baseballs stood on a table beside the fireplace, and Eddie wandered over to look at it. "Oh, my God," he said. "You've got a signed Mel Parnell ball and a Lefty Grove. Holy shit." "Those ain't nothing," Cullum said, picking up the briar pipe. "Look up on the top shelf." He took a sack of Prince Albert tobacco from the drawer of an end table and began to fill his pipe. As he did so, he caught Roland watching him. "Do you smoke?" Roland nodded. From his shirt pocket, he took a single bit of leaf. "Perhaps I might roll one." "Oh, I can do you better than that," Cullum said, and left the room again. The room beyond was a study not much bigger than a closet. Although the Dickens desk in it was small, Cullum had to sidle his way around it. "Holy shit," Eddie said, seeing the baseball Cullum must have meant. "Autographed by the Babe." "Well," Cullum said, "not when he was a Yankee either. I got no use for baseballs autographed by Yankees. That was signed when Ruth was still wearing a Red Sox." He broke off. "Here they are. Knew I had them. Might be stale, but it's a lot staler where there's none, my mother used to say. Here you go, mister. My nephew left him. He ain't hardly old enough to smoke, anyway." Cullum handed the gunslinger a package of cigarettes, three quarters full. Roland turned them thoughtfully over in his hand, then pointed to the brand name. "I see a picture of a dromedary, but that isn't what this says, is it?" Cullum smiled at Roland with a kind of cautious wonder. "No," he said. "That word's camel. It means about the same." "Ah," Roland said, and tried to look as if he understood. He took one of the cigarettes out, studied the filter, then put the tobacco end in his mouth. "No, turn it around," Cullum said.
"Say true?"
"Yeah." "Jesus, Roland, he's got a Bobby Doerr, two Ted Williams balls, a Johnny Pesky, a Frank Malzone."
"Those names don't mean anything to you, do they?"
John Cullum asked Roland.
"No," Roland said. "My friend, thank you."
He took a light from the match Cy Cullum offered.
"My friend hasn't been on this side very much for quite a while. I think he misses it."
"Gory," Cullum said. "Walk-ins. Walk-ins in my house. I can't hardly believe it."
"Where's Dewey Evans?" Eddie asked. "You don't have a Dewey Evans ball."
"Pardon?"
Cullum asked. "Maybe they don't call him that yet," Eddie said, almost to himself. "Dwight Evans, right fielder?"
"Oh," Cullum nodded. "Well, I only have the best in that cabinet, don't you know?"
"Dewey fills the bill, believe me," Eddie said. "Maybe he's not worthy of being in the John Cullum Hall of Fame yet, but wait a few years. Wait until 86. And by the way, John, as a fan of the game, I want to say two words to you, okay?"
"Sure," Cullum said.
It came out exactly as the word was said in the collar, "sure." Roland, meanwhile, had taken a drag from his smoke. He blew it out and looked at the cigarette, frowning.
"The words are Roger Clemens," Eddie said. "Remember that name."
"Clemens," John Cullum said, but dubiously. Faintly, from the far side of Keewatin Pond came the sound of more sirens.
"Roger Clemens, I'll remember. Who is he?"
"You're going to want him in here, leave it at that," Eddie said, tapping the case. "Maybe on the same shelf with the Babe." Cullum's eyes gleamed.
"Tell me something, son. Have the Red Sox won it all yet? Have they—"
"This isn't a smoke. It's nothing but murky air," Roland said.